What's up, everyone? This is Billy Carson, a.k.a. Forbidden Knowledge. I'm here with the beautiful Kay Cola from Organic Grow Hair Co. If you don't know, she's a phenomenal entrepreneur, self-made millionaire. She built a company from zero all the way to hero. And I'm here with her right now in her beautiful home in California. And we're talking about her rise to where she is as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman. And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what it takes to be in business and survive in this day and age, and a little bit of information about how her products help a lot of people. Okay?
Thank you for that intro. That's so nice.
Oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. You've earned it. I mean, I've been following you for a very long time, and you know, I've been very impressed with what I've seen.
Thank you.
Because I've seen a lot of people that try to do businesses, but don't really have, I don't want to say luck, because the harder you work, the luckier you get, but they don't have a good path.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the way that they're planning, maybe it's their connections, whatever it is, but they try and they try and it crumbles.
Yeah.
And I've seen it happen so many times, but when I look at you, I see a person who has literally gone from, you know, the bottom of this, building this thing, and taking it to where it is now.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing. So if you can tell the people a little bit about who you are, a little bit about your background, where you came from, and everything else.
Okay. So I grew up in Los Angeles, California. My dad's a jazz musician. My mom works for an airline, middle class. I was not fed a silver spoon. My dad had money, but I never saw any of it. My mom worked really hard. She worked overtime a lot. And
wow.
I think just seeing both of my parents and their ambition, and, you know, my mom just kind of just taking life by the reins. And instead of like depending on this man who she had a kid with, she took it in her own hands and worked really hard. My dad grew up in Houston, very poor, he went to Juilliard, and then he was part of this group called the Jazz Crusaders, and he kind of just made his way through music and made money that way, and then, you know, through stocks and things. So watching him, and I mean, when I was 8 years old, he had me doing like his bookkeeping and accounting.
Wow.
So I've always been interested in money. And
nice.
Even though he has a lot of money, he was very frugal.
Mm.
So I think I got a little bit of balance of both, and it just made me very, very ambitious.
Okay.
I had a kid young, when I was 21, and I've always had a job. Let me just start there. I've always worked really hard, but I met this man, and he fed me this whole, you know, this whole dream thing, and I was young, and he told me he would take care of me, and I didn't have to work, so I left my really good job at Bank of America Investments, and I was, like, you know, housewife, and I got pregnant, and he ended up being very abusive.
Oh, no.
And he would always hold money over my head.
Wow.
So I was like, that is the last time that I'm ever going to depend on anyone for money.
Brilliant.
So I just have always been like super hustler, like even with doing music, right? I like a lot of people do music and that's all they do. So they're starving artists. I've always still had like something else going on.
Yeah. Multiple streams.
Yeah. Cause I felt that was super important. And then I think having a kid so young also made me realize like, okay, you can't be so reckless. Sorry about that. You can't be reckless. That's kind of like my background before this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't always had money. I wasn't given like a you know, like investment money from my dad or anything to start anything. I literally just worked really hard.
Nice. That's what it takes. A lot of the times, there's no magic into it. A lot of the times, it takes a lot of hard work. And if you're, you know, from what I saw myself, building something from scratch, you fall down quite a bit on the way, but you learn. And I think the people that make it are the ones that learn the best and the quickest. Some people, they fall down, they don't learn, and they keep making the same mistakes.
Yeah.
And or they get in bed with bad partners. That's another thing that happens a lot.
Ooh.
Bad partners. Oh my God, you can.
That's a whole other podcast.
I know. I mean, oh my God, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those kind of things will be, you know, setbacks. How did you come up with the idea to start this organic grow company?
So, I was on tour and I was wearing weaves and wigs, because on tour you're just kind of running around and, you know, you don't have time to do your hair. And my hair was ruined. I mean, I was blonde at one point, and my hair is naturally dark brown. So, wow. Like, for me to go bleach blonde, mm-hmm. I was straightening my hair, and my hair was coming out. It was, like, I didn't have curls.
Wow.
My hair looked like it was just naturally wavy or straight. And I thought that from so many years of heat damage that my hair was naturally wavy.
Wow.
So I was like, this is not okay. So, and then my daughter, she was one of the only black kids at school, and all the girls have straight hair. And of course, you know, you're like, oh, well, why don't I have that? Or mommy, can I straighten my hair? And I'm like, baby, no, your curly hair is beautiful, you right. know? And she was like, but mom, you have like straight weaves and wigs. And I'm like, girl, you are so right. That is so true. Like, I can't.
Exposed.
Yeah. I mean, she really checked me.
She
made me realize, and that's what's so cool about kids. Like, they'll really, they do help you grow. And she made me realize, like, I can't tell her to accept and embrace herself.
Right.
If I'm not doing the same. So I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah. So I ditched the weaves and wigs, and I was like, my hair looks crazy, so I need to figure out something. I'm super big on like research and just like, I'm obsessive.
Right.
So I would just sit for hours and hours and read about, you know, different oils and just like everything about the hair. And just, I'm into natural, I've always been into natural remedies. I don't believe in vaccines. Mm-hmm. I don't take like lots of medicines and things like that. So. Right. I was like, you know, nature is the fixer of all, so I can fix this problem. And what I was coming across, especially within like the African American community with hair care, our hair care is so toxic and poisonous. It's carcinogenic. It's changing our, like, black women are having more miscarriages and we're not understanding why. And it literally changes, you know, the organs in your body and your hormonal functions and things like that. So I realized, okay, this is not okay.
Yeah.
everything had some sort of toxic chemical. It had like animal byproducts, just so many bad things. And I'm like, I don't want to use this on myself and my children. So I started developing and trying things on my own. Of course, some things did not work. And then the obsessive person that I am, I was like, this, I have to get this to work. Yeah. And when I started mixing my concoctions and seeing like, this is working, people were like, what did you do?
Right.
And where can I buy it?
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, it's just under my sink, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, you have to sell that. I'm like, I'm not going to sell it. Like, I'm a music artist. I don't care about, you know?
Right.
Being prideful. And then finally, I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to sell it.
Yeah.
And can I curse on here? Maybe not.
It's too late now.
Forget it. I'm going to sell it. And so I thought of the name one day, and I registered the business, and I put it out. And, like, it literally blew up overnight.
Wow.
Like, it's insane. Like, and when you talk about, like, you know, earlier you were talking about how just some people just don't have the luck.
Yeah.
I like to think of it as like favor from the universe, because I really feel like everything was aligned for this to happen.
Timing and everything.
Timing.
Yeah.
Literally everything from even who I knew like on social media to like, because even now I see people popping up with hair care brands and they'll do their ads and they'll do this and that, but it's not the same.
Right.
Like, it was just the, everything was in perfect alignment, which is how I know, like, this was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important in business. It's not just about the money. It's about the purpose. It's about being in alignment in your path and, you know, just recognizing little things that you're supposed to, you know?
Yeah, because people ask me all the time, like, you know, what should I do to make money? And I tell them, first you have to find your passion.
Yes.
If you find your passion and you can find a need within that passion and fill it, then you're going to be able to make money and it won't feel like work.
Yeah.
And that's literally what you've done. You've carved out a niche and you found a way in your passion and your research and everything else and being healthy and natural and you found a way and you came in at the right time.
The right time.
Yeah.
And I think also people know when you're fake. So like when you're just going after something for money, it's so disingenuous when you're trying to like sell something. Mm-hmm. But when you really are passionate about it and you care about them and helping them, right, and you know, you've helped yourself and it really works, yeah, like all of that stuff is super important.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I remember just doing some promos on Forbidden Knowledge, mm-hmm, and saying to myself, this product is like, it's amazing, and it's at the perfect time. And yeah, I ordered some product, and I was like, just the smell of the product alone, like, mm-hmm, when you have it on your hair and your beard and everything,
yeah,
and you get compliments, you know, I'll be like, hey, you know, I got a little connect, you know, I'll give you my connect, yeah. You know, but it's really amazing. I mean,
it's so cool, yeah, to, like to make something out of your head that works.
Yes.
Like, it's insane to me, though, mm-hmm, right? Watch people, and every day I get so inspired and baffled by like some of the testimonies, because all of our testimonies are from customers only. We, yeah, don't like pay people to use it and be like, yeah, it worked.
Right, right.
That's another reason I think also that, mm-hmm, the company has done so well, is because we use customers and, you know, the customer referrals. But like, to see something that I just like made up in my head, yeah, work and help people. We've had people who have alopecia, which is a balding and thinning, mm-hmm, whether it's from chemo, you, yeah, know, radiation, whether it's from PCOS, mm-hmm, whether it's anything, postpartum, yeah, like women, you know,
yeah,
we lose our hair, just hormonal, anything, wow, men, yeah, balding.
Yeah. That's really amazing, by the way. Okay. There's bald men.
Yeah.
Real testimonials, guys.
Yeah.
That they're bald. I mean, bald. Yes. Okay. And then their hair grows back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane. Like, we've had guys with male pattern balding, and they've gone to the doctor, and the doctor was like, oh, there's nothing you can do. You need to get hair plugs. Yeah. You need to do this. You need to do this. And nothing's worked for them. And they'll literally try it, and like months later, they'll send it. And I'm like, yes. I'm so happy for them. Yes.
Those are amazing. Like, when I see those, I like to post those because, I mean, it's night and day. You, yeah, can see a person is bald, and with natural,
yeah,
organic hair care, yeah, natural ingredients, yeah, no chemicals, nope, no steroids,
nope,
none of this crazy stuff, mm-hmm, and the hair grows back.
Yep.
That's amazing. I mean, that in itself, I mean, I'm just telling you, I mean, that's really, when I saw that, I was like, wow, this
even
is real.
Even with the skincare, right? So we have a lot of people with eczema, mm-hmm, psoriasis, people with acne, and what like really makes me happy is when I see people who are, you know, fighting cancer, who just, or just, you know, went to remission.
Yeah.
They're able to use the products, and, or the products have been approved by their doctors. Or even with my friend who just had a baby, it was the only thing that cleared her skin up. She got pregnancy, wow, acne, and okay, it cleared her skin up. Or this lady, she had a brain aneurysm, and yeah, she was cleared by her doctor to use the shampoo and conditioner after her surgery.
Wow.
Because it's so pure. There's, yeah, nothing in there. In that, it, yeah. Right.
And now you've added CBD oil to the products.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, which reduces inflammation. I personally use it. I fell the other day, guys. I fell the other day on this stupid box in my office, and I used the CBD balm, and it helped with my aches and pains. And so it's just cool to see that. Even our bath salts have CBD in them, and Epsom salt, and it's just like super healing and relaxing, yeah, if you're stressed out.
Right.
Everything smells good, and you just have peace of mind knowing that what you're putting on you, you know, it goes in you. Right. So
exactly, yeah. And the thing about CBD, we have CBD receptors inside of us. So when the CBD enters into our bloodstream, it links up with those receptors.
Right.
And it actually works. Yeah. We're made to interact with CBD.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, you've done a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
And if you had any advice to give to any budding entrepreneurs out there, or anybody already in business, how they could advance themselves better, what would you say to them?
I would say find something that has been a problem in your life and find a way to solve it for other people, and let it come from a genuine place. Don't try to, like, copy people. If you're going to study other people, study their models. But don't say, hey, they did this, so I'm going to do this. You want to look at what, like, gets you up in the morning and what makes you excited. What do you research the most? What do you do the most? what, I don't care if it's video games, like whatever it is mm-hmm. that you want to do and be around the most, find a way to solve a problem for that, you know, specific area, or mm-hmm. make it better, enhance it, or come up with a new version of something. I would also say, be careful who you partner with. That's super important. Not all money is good money. And just keep your intentions really pure. I think that's helped me, and why I'm so blessed and the favor from the universe, is because my intentions have always been just to help people. And the money part is amazing, but the fact that I'm not only helping people grow their hair back and have amazing skin, I employ a lot of people that would not have necessarily gotten a chance. We also help a lot of people. We've donated and built orphanages in Africa and just all kinds of things. We give back all the time. So to me, that's just super important, like not trying to be greedy and, you know, things like that.
Absolutely. You created positive karma.
That,
you know, all that in the Hermetic principles, you learn that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So every decision you make will have a consequence, whether it's a good consequence or a bad consequence. So you're generating karma on a consistent basis by every individual decision. So I can make a decision to pick this up, and I can make a decision to put it down. So what's the consequence? The consequence is that it's laying on top of the table because I put it down. So every single thing you do will have a consequence. And once you start to understand that and really meditate on that, you begin to realize you got to be more thoughtful and mindful about everything you do and everyone you interact with and how you treat them. Because no matter how they're treating you, now I'm not saying to be, you let yourself get bullied and get beat up, but understanding the psychology behind it, understanding the positive vibe that you're putting out there are going to come back to you. You know, like one of the best things we found now on Instagram is that somebody's talking a lot of stuff, you just put them on restricted list. We don't got to yell at them. We don't got to attack them back. We just restrict them. And when we walk away,
they're gone.
No need for us to put negative energy into the universe. And I think what a lot of people don't realize in business, and even you can relate it to even social media in a way, like when you respond to people in a negative way, or somebody in business is not doing something that you in a way that you would like them to do, and you respond negatively, what's happening is they're eating your energy. So if somebody is, you know, forcing you to respond in a negative manner, that energy is coming out of your mind as a light wave, because that's what all thoughts are, electromagnetic waves. And then it actually goes into their body, because how? Well, they're the ones who generate the energy. And now a response coming from you is energetic. It's an exchange of energies. And then they're taking that in. And now they're getting a joy from it internally that they got you to respond. So they're eating your energy, like literally. Same thing with social media, you know? So just, you respond back to somebody, what happens is that thought pattern, that light wave goes into the device, goes through the microwave signal into the tower, up to the satellite, back down to their region, through that microwave signal to their tower and to their cell phone. Then they read it. And they get joy on the inside. And they ate your energy.
Energy vampires.
That's it. Energy vampires. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, guys, this has been a great podcast. Been a great time here with the beautiful K Cola. And if you haven't tried them already, I recommend try Organic Grow Hair Co. products. OrganicGrowHairCo.com. It's on Instagram, the internet, of course, Facebook. It's everywhere.
Phenomenal YouTube, products. Facebook. But check out our website, and you guys will really enjoy them, and you'll definitely feel the love and care in the products when you use them.
Okay, so check it out, guys. Organic, plant-based, original, natural products that you can put on your hair and skin.
Gluten-free.
That's right. Gluten-free, cruelty-free. This is a new era that we're living in, guys. This world is headed in a whole other direction right now, another trajectory, okay? She was on the precipice of this change in consciousness, where there was a need for this particular type of product out there and this type of business out there. And she was one of the very first ones to put it out there in a way that has integrity, that has high quality and professionalism. And so, again, if you're thinking about something to get into, find your passion, then find the need in that passion and feel it. And you'll be able to earn money, but it won't feel like you're working. All right.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Peace and love from Forbidden Knowledge.
Peace. Thanks, guys.
Hey everyone, this is Billy Carson, also known as Forbidden Knowledge. If you haven't done so, please check out my book, Compendium of the Emerald Tablets. It's currently a bestseller on Amazon.com. You can look it up, Compendium of the Emerald Tablets by Billy Carson. In this book, I break down the metaphysical, quantum physics, esoteric wisdom of Thoth the Atlantean. This information was written eons ago, and I've taken my time to break down all of the information in a way that everyone can understand it. So please, check it out, Compendium of the Emerald Tablets. If you're into learning about the true ancient history and ancient civilizations, you have to read my book.